Last time we began discussing the sugya of Bishol Achar Bishol, and we focused primarily on Bishol Achar Bishol Vedavar Yavesh, of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol Rather Vedavar Yavesh, where everyone agrees, Ein Bishol Achar Bishol Vedavar Yavesh, we discussed the Machlokes Rishonim as to what point that kicks in, whether it's at the stage of Nachlav and Dusai, or at the stage of Mavusha Kotsarko, and whether where in that spectrum we're talking about potentially Nisa Deraisa or Nisa Derabanan between Machlav B'Josai and Mavusha Kotsarko. Mistimas Lashon of many Rishonim, there's no distinction when it comes to the principle of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol between a Davar Lach and a Davar Yavesh. That's clear in the Rashba. That's the Pashtus in the Rambam, although not everyone agrees, but simple reading of the Rambam is presumably that there's no distinction between Davar Yavesh and Davar Lach when we say Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, and as we'll see, Behem Sheikh, the Ran El Arif, which we'll get to a little bit later, is of that opinion as well. The Shvus Yaakov points out in the volume on Bishol is volume 9, Simen Lamed Beis, that he heard from Rav Eliyashiv with Messiah in the following Mar Makom, an explanation of this position that there's no distinction between Davar Yavesh and Davar Lach as far as the principle of Ein Bishol Achar Bishol, and that is a Drasha Saran in Drasha Ches. Rabbi Sachs quoted this Drasha Saran in last Shabbos's Drasha for a totally different reason, but there's a line there in the Drasha Saran, the Derech Mashal, where the Ran writes that Hamayim kishahukmu the kiblu tzuras hachom. Once you have water that gets heated up, gam kiniskaru yikablu hachom sheinus yosef akalus. Even when it cools down, the second time around, it'll heat up faster. I don't know if that's scientifically proven. Is that true? That if you heat up water and then it cools down, it'll heat up faster the second time? That's what the Ron writes.
Maybe there's less water the second time because
half of it
evaporated.
Okay. Nenesha chom harishon chilchalu the diktiku chalkeim v'lachein dekablu shenis bekalus yoser. He says because the first application of heat had some effect on it, and the second time around it'll be makabel heat faster. U'biyichud kasher lo amdu b'kiru samus manrab, especially if it hasn't cooled off, been cool for that long. But leaving aside the science of it, what that means to say on some level is that even when you are mevashel liquid and the liquid cools down legamri, that still has an effect on that which you heated up, such that the second time around, the bishul doesn't accomplish the same thing that it accomplished the first time, and maybe that is a rationale for applying a bishul after bishul, v'davar lach as well. Chazanish writes something similar in Simen Nun Os Tes, paragraph beginning V'yesh. Simen Nun Os Tes, paragraph beginning V'yesh. In explanation of those poskim that don't distinguish between Lach and Yavesh, that he writes, Mayim Mevushalim Gankin Chalukin Mimayim Chayim. And when it comes to water, there is a difference between water that was cooked and water that is, quote-unquote, raw, never cooked. There's some qualitative difference between the cooked water, even after it cools down. Okay.
I'm just noticing they use the term mayim chayim. I mean, is that at all supposed to be related to the air mayim chayim and things like that? Like,
I don't think so.
Just water has not been heated or not adulterated?
I don't think so. I mean, he means it as opposed to water that's cooked. Okay. Yeah.
When it comes to liquids, didn't Bishol still about like the state change?
Okay, so we'll get there. Good. Okay. However, the Rush, Paragimel Simit Yud Aleph, based on his understanding of Rashi, assumes that Ein Bishol Achar Bishol is only relevant to Davar Yavesh, but when it comes to Davar Lach, Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol. He points to Rashi on Yuches Abbeis, Kira Maskel Negis, the context in which you're stirring a cauldron and that violates a malacha. The Rashi writes, Mahapitva, that you're stirring it around, you're moving it around. Ubimavushal Havi Bishal. And where it's already cooked, that subsequent hibuch is an act of bishal. So here we're talking about liquid, talking about a davar lach, And yet, Rashi uses the terminology that b'mevushal have a bishul. And the Rosh points out that also sheds light on a Rashi on Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Aleph, second parak. Rashi there, dear Maskal Misha Chashecha. The Gemara there is talking about the parameters of when there's an Isser Hatamana going into Shabbos and on Shabbos. So there the Gemara tells us that if you have a Davar HaMosif Hevel, if you're going to be Mamin, you're going to insulate in something that's going to increase the heat of the object, increase the Hevel of the object, that is Aser Mishech HaShecha. Zera Shema Yarsiach, lest you come to actively heat up the food item that you are being matmin. And Rashi there indicates that we're talking about a chashash that the pot will cool down and you're going to end up being mevashalit. I ein bishal achar bishal. So the Rashi says, you see from Rashi that Kuf Mem Hei is talking about a different nidon than Lamed Dalet or Yod Ches. That when do we say on Kuf Nun Hei Ein Bishul Achar Bishul? Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That's the there. The Gemara's example, as we saw, was Tanu Galasa de Bei Rav Abba. So then that's the Darbi Yavesh, and we say Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. That's the Gemara in Kuf Mem Hei Amid Beis. But when it comes to a Davar Lach, Yesh Bishol Achar Bishol, and that's a concern that Rashi is expressing on Daf Lamedal, that they were talking about a Davar Lach, and that's where everybody wrote on Daf Yuches, the Mevushal Have Bishol. Yeah.
So that Rashi that was quoted by the Rosh about Mishach HaShecha, about the Hatmana,
right.
I mean, is that really Machach? I mean, you could say it's something not in a case where it's not Mevushal Kol Tzarko or not Machal Ben Terusai. I mean, then you know, reheating it up would really be an issue. But if it weren't heated at all, yeah. unless that would be an issue of shahiyah or something like that.
Well, you want to say that they were talking about a case where it wasn't heated at all?
No, but a case where even though it was hot and you're doing hatmana to keep the heat in, but it wasn't yet mavushal kol tzarko, wherever that line is, right? So therefore, if it cools down and you heat it up again on Shabbos, That'll be, because that's not called Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, because the first bishul didn't finish.
I guess it's possible, but more likely what the Rosh understood is that we're talking about Gzeira Shema Yimsa Kidei Rasa Shinitztanana. It sounds like it's already heated up to the point that it needs to be heated up. Now it cools down. So it's more mashu that it was Nisvashu Kotzak, was Nisvashu to the point that there was already a bishul. I think that's how the Rosh should have been inclined to read that Rashi, I think.
Just to answer that question, I think the Mejosu is in that because he says that a stam gdera when you're matmin before Shabbos, it's already with Mutal Kotarka.
Okay, good. Okay. Now, other Rishonim understand that context on Daf Lamed Dalet a little bit differently, that there we're concerned maybe about the Havara, we're concerned about the Hatmana. They didn't those Rishonim basically also points out didn't distinguish like the Rosh distinguish between Lach and Yavesh. What would the reason be to distinguish between Lach and Yavesh? So we kind of alluded to that in the inverse and the way we explain those Rishonim that don't distinguish. But the Mishra Berura, for example, Shin Yuches Se'if Katan Kaftes, writes, the bedaver lach came in the azul chami muso v'nitzanein. Once the heat goes away and it cools off, batal mimenu shein bishul harishon. So the shein bishul, the initial bishul goes away. The effect of the original bishul goes away. Azul bishula. That's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger writes in the end of Simen Reish Nun Gimel. Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Shulchan Aruch, the end of Simen Reish Nun Gimel. That there's no lasting, lingering effect of the bishul once the davar lach cools off. That's what Shvisas HaShabbos writes in his Hakdama to bishul. Os Lamed Beis, Shrisas Hashamis, and the Hadama Os Lamed Beis, paragraph beginning, Uma. Also, Bishula, the effect of the original Bishul goes away, is no longer noticed once a Dabar Lach cools off. King Megadim suggests that maybe there's a difference between different types of Dabar Lach in that regard. Eshel Avraham, Simon, Reishon and Dalid, Sifkat and Aleph, Reishon and Dalid, Sifkat and Aleph. People got it right. Uluch ora nira dafka mayim v'yayim v'shem. When do we say yesh bishul achar bishul davar lach? That's only by water, wine, and oil. She'ena esh po'al bo lahachshir kol kach. So people got it says, when it comes to water, wine, and oil, to begin with, the effect of the fire, the effect of the heating, isn't as significant. Because after all, you could eat it without cooking. And when it comes to these things, bishul for water is essentially chimam, essentially heating it up. Hilkach kol shenitzanein yesh bo bishul. So all you're doing when you're applying heat, quote unquote, cooking water, is that you're heating it up. But whatever effect that heating has is totally gone once it cools off. Masha Einkein, Shuman, Avav, Zumol, Abasar. But when we're talking about goose fat and meat gravy, she Efshar Lachol Kiim Ayide Bishol. So those things, even though they're liquidy, but they're not edible without cooking, to afnit sanein ein bo bishul. So even once it cools off, the original bishul had an effect, and then we'll say ein bishul achar bishul. When it comes to water, the original bishul has no lasting effect. You could drink the water cold. Once you heat it up, you have hot water. Once it cools off, you have cold water again, but the heating up of the water has no residual or lasting effect once it cools off. So then we say, yesh bishul achar bishul. But when it comes to meat gravy, even if it's liquid, you need to cook it in order for it to be edible. So even if it cools off, the effect of the original bishul is still felt on the gravy.
Isn't he just saying that for water, heating it up, like that's what he said, heating it up is bishul, right?
Well, no, he's saying bishul is chimam. When we talk about bishul in water, it's not cooking, is heating up.
So you say heating is a problem, Shabbos?
Heating.
Is it the rice issue, Shabbos? So why does it apply to like a piece of meat? A heated piece of meat?
So it's a different, it sounds like it's a different flavor of bishul. When it comes to meat, so cooking the meat is the act of bishul, and then once it's already cooked, I'll say ein bishul achar bishul. When it comes to water, I can call it cooking, but it's not cooking in the classic sense, because cooking in the classic sense means that you're improving the object that you're subjecting to heat. Here, you're not improving it per se, you're heating it up. Once it cools off, so there's no lasting effect of that active heating. So it's a different flavor of bishul.
Is there anyone who says that there's no bishul of water on Shabbos?
That
heat of water?
No.
Everyone says it's bishul.
Everyone says that heating up water is an act of bishul, right? But you could call it, Prima Gadu was suggesting maybe it's a different type of bishul, we'll call it chimam, but correct.
Even the people who disagree with yesh bishul achar bishul b'lach?
Even those that say ein bishul achar bishul b'lach, yeah.
They also say that
if you heat it for the first time, that's going to be usher, right?
So whereas everybody else, whenever anybody else looks at water and says, oh, there's no lasting change, and whereas other people say that, Yeah, but this word for the Prima Gadim should be just as applicable for a dry object that is edible raw, that doesn't change much when you heat it up. I don't know of an example of such an object, but you were to find a mushroom that doesn't change
much.
Yeah,
so that's what we saw. We'll come back to that. We saw that referenced in the Shari, we quoted Shari Sian last time, as to what's the effect of Bishul on fruit that you can eat raw, right? So maybe that's a different act of Bishul.
And he said there that is an issue of Bishul, or it's not?
Where's that chart seeing? Yeah, thank you. Right, so the chart seeing wrote, the Rambam, Kasa, we saw last time, the Vashal, Davishim, Vishal, Vashal, 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 Klal, is Pater. So if something doesn't require bishul at all, that's not a law for the raisa. Upashon the yisaiti dehainu davar she'enu mishtabeh klal yidei bishul. That doesn't mean that the bishul isn't necessary. It means the bishul has no effect. Lafukei peiros lukei agav mishu mishtabeh yidei bishul. So then there could still be a law for the raisa, even though it's technically speaking nachal or ein sarah bishul klal.
Well, that feels like mishtabeh. I'm saying, right. you have a solid object that.
That's not mishabeach at all, so then that may only be an issur d'rabbanan.
No, but that should be the same. According to the people going to Sfara, that would be the same thing as water.
So that's what the shoot. So then he says, v'teita, l'amucha v'gmar v'shabes, d'may v'yesh bo mishim bishul, v'remayim gam kin shos oso kishuchai, elawad, it must be that the water is mishabeach, the heat is mishabeach, when we heat it up, it's improving it. What
so
we're talking about...
The Pribagon disagrees with that premise.
No, it is true that you're improving it. It is adding something to the water when it's hot, but that has no lasting effect.
Yeah, that is only temporary.
Right.
So if you add something temporary to a solid object as well, in this case where it doesn't have a permanent, specifically in a case where it doesn't have a permanent effect, then you would say, yesh b'shal achar b'shal, just like water, u'daraisa.
Then you'd say yesh bishul acher bishul. You say if you have something that has all the qualities of water, where it's totally edible and you're not enhancing it in any long term way, that okay, maybe not chanami. Okay. Fine. So what the Prima Gadol is saying is that there's a difference between types of davar lach. When we say yesh bishul, or when the Russian Rashi say yesh bishul acher bishul davar lach, that's only the kagon mayim, where totally azalei bishulo, where the effect of reheating up once it cools down is no longer felt in any way. But if you have something that would not, a liquid that can't be eaten without cooking, and then you cook it up, and then it cools down, then we would say a bishul, acher bishul, and that type of a liquid. Okay. So again, that is in the same notion, broadly speaking, of azalei bishulo, but a more precise hagdara of where we apply azalei bishulo. The Ran and Daf Kafei Amud Beis B'Daf Yarif quotes a Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah appears in Aliyas of Eniyona Baba Basra Daf Yates Amud Aleph. There the Gemara cites the Mishnah in the beginning of the Matonim. And the Rav Eniyona has the following cautionary note. Mechashela gidola tachas yak sasa'am. So there are some Jews that make a big mistake. Shetomnin kumkum shalmayim chamin liten l'sof hakadera b'shabes k'shatav shel mitzamek. That they take a kettle of hot water, put it into a kadera on Shabbos, upa'amim shaha echad ein yatzal edesbo, v'yachatzal edesbo, umisbashel zeh bazeh. So you're putting in this kumkum of water that is not currently yatzal edesbo into a tafshel that is yatzal edesbo, and then you're heating up the water that you're inserting into this kedera. Then he says, even if it is Yatzel Edesbo, maybe it's Eroi, which is a problem. Okay. And then he says, yeah, so that's his concern. The Mispashim is so Klimisha, Mayim of Shalim, Paskim of Sichas, and Yeshba Mishim Bishol. If you have water that's no longer hot, there's a problem with Bishol. The Afapi, She'ein Kan Mekoman, Shaldvarim, Halalu, Harachim, Mehem, Laharim, Mishol, Midarach, Ab. Even though we're in Baba Basra, and the Gemara only brought in this mission of Emet Homnin in a totally agav fashion, but Rav Eniyona felt it his obligation to warn the masses of this concern. So the Ram quotes this Rav Eniyona here on Kafei Mebeis, the Dape Harif, beginning of, or the end of, sorry, not Kafei Mebeis, Kafei Mebeis. At the beginning of Perikvim HaTomnin, so the Ran there quotes this Rav Eniyona. He doesn't understand, why is Rav Eniyona getting all worked up? We're talking about a Davar Lach. Sorry, why is Rav Eniyona getting all worked up? Even though we're talking about a Davar Lach, Ein Bishal Acha Bishal still applies. There's no difference between a Davar Yavish and a Davar Lach. Very good that you're putting the water that cooled off into a Kedera that's hot, that's Yassel Edesbo. But the water had already been cooked once, and ein bishul achar bishul, even b'davar lach. So the Ran doesn't understand where the Rav Eniyona is coming from, and that's what the Shilti Gibarim points out over here on the side, the end of Os Gimel, on Kaf Aleph on the base b'dapei Rif, that the Rav Eniyona is going with the position that yesh bishul achar bishul davar lach, and the Ran disagrees, and that's why the Rav Eniyona was bothered. So Rav Eniyona thinks that once you have a davar lach that's nistanein, yesh bishul achar bishul. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rav Eniyona a variation on this Rav Eniyona, or a nuance in the Rav Eniyona. He quotes Rav Eniyona, is quoting Rav Eniyona, that there's bishul achar bishul with davar lach only if it's mitzdamik v'yafalo. Only if the object that you are, the liquid that you're then reheating, after it's heated up and then cooled off, it's only a problem of bishul achar bishul if it's mistamik v'yafalo, if the subsequent heating enhances the quality of the liquid. Says the Igle Tal.
Is it further enhances? More than the first one?
No, more than the current state.
Wouldn't the current state be cool?
More than... Mitzdamik v'yafalo isn't a function of the heat, it's a function of the quality. Meaning, if I take water, and then I heat up the water, it cools off, and heat it up again, that's not called mitzdamik v'yafalo, that's kind of a net zero. But if I have a gravy or some kind of... something that's more affected by Bishul, and then I heat it up again in such a way that the added heat enhances its quality. That's in Stavak Yerefala.
So then Rabbeinu's only talking about that case.
So the Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham is quoting Rabbeinu Yonah that Yesh Bishul from Bishul with Overlaf only if it is Nistamek Yerefala. Right, and that's what the Rabbi adds over here in Sif Dalid. Tafshish in Espasha called Sarcha Yeshua Mishim Bishal in Nitzdanim. Hagadi Yeshomrim Dafka in Nitzdanik the Afala.
Meaning that it's a lasting change.
That it's going to be an enhancing change. It doesn't have to be lasting, but it's.
Is hot water objectively better or worse than cold? Like, that's not considered a...
So hot water, if you just heat it up, that would not be considered mistamek v'yafala.
Even if you're intending, even if, like, you want hot?
Even if... I believe so. Actually, no. Beis Yosef says, "Hadar mina the tafshish in his fashion called Sarka in his sanyin Yeshua Mishim Bishul and Yeshua Rotev, cause of a smack, v'zal l'nir v'davar lach v'tzalol diber kol Yesh Bishul Akra Bishul la'achish in his sanyin imchozir marsicho k'damin in peregrin mavelikin shami yarsicho the gemara lamedal that we saw k'pir shami kutris mashma that feel in his fashion called Sarka asu distan k'deir v'shem aminu some v'davar she'en a mosif hevel k'ar in his fashion called Sarka that's what Noam is saying. Hakas of any rucham mechel gemel nisiv yudeis v'zal ki kol davar shen itzdanein afilu mevushal kol tzarcha, anything that cools off even if it was fully cooked the yesh bo rotev and it has gravy umitzdamek v'yafalo and subsequent heating will improve it yesh bo mishum bishum ulefikach eim anichon aso kol kach samach umedura b'machon shiyas ledes bo v'richo kidei shalot deheyat so ledes bo ad tan l'shonu kakotav o v'sheri ben yodah kol zeh shamarni shemachzirin dafka shigiyah l'machav indusai afilu igiyah m'shasa v'odah v'yado ad shi nitzani n'tafshu aso l'achzirim yesh v'rodev kol dar v'shiyesh v'rodev v'mizdamach v'yafalo v'hutzonein kishet zirah gabi kira umitzamek havi mevashel gomor levani midvarav says the Beis Yosef dimitzamek v'ralo av avishi yesh bo merek ein bo mishon bishol v'shari litno etzel hamedura filu mevachon shiyas ledes bo kasev od nikal makam mucha megemara idlo nitzanein afilu shina mirsi chosok sas mutu lafzira ad kan l'shona. So you're asking, is it clear if something is neutral, is that misamik viyafel or misamik viralo? Right? Meaning, the Rabbeinu Yochanan that the Beis Yosef is quoting, and what he attributes to Rabbeinu Yonah, is that a yesh bishal hakav bishal only with misamik viyafelo, but with misamik viralo not. And if it's not Yafalo or Ralo, if it's neutral, it doesn't make it better, it doesn't make it worse. So it sounds like that's also a problem. It's not like this Mistamic Viralo that you're okay, but is that Mefurish anywhere?
Even just in terms of defining what's considered yafala, like is
yafala means that there is enhancement to the food item. So when you're saying water, it's not yafala or ralo. The water is the same water.
This one say the heter of ralo is like mikalka or something.
The heter of right. That's what I'm saying. I assume the heter of ralo, meaning if it's ralo, then it's doing something negative.
If the heter of ralo is mekalkel, then neutral would be usser.
Correct.
But if it's just the prep,
it's just like definition of bishal,
mm-hmm.
then maybe neutral would also be.
Okay, so we'll have to check up on that. So anyway, the Beis Yosef that we just read quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucha, the Shem Rabbeinu Yonah, that Yesh Bishal Akav Bishal Vadar Ralach is only if something is Mitzdamek V'yafel, or at least not if it's Mitzdamek V'ralo, which is not a qualification that we found in the Rabbeinu Yonah and Rav Avassar, nor in the Ron citation of Rabbeinu Yonah in our sugya. So the Igalei Tal picks up on this, Os Yuchas, or Sif Katan Yuchas, Os Hei Devav. So first he says, it sounds like there were two versions of Rabbeinu Yonah. Parenthetically, the way the Igalei Tal presents it, he assumes that water is considered Mistamik Viralo, but that's Jazz's point, you have to figure out how we know that. And then he says, maybe it's all the same Rabbeinu Yonah. He suggests that there may be an analogy between the act of Bishul on metal and the act of Bishul on water. writes, Adavar Barer, the Dafka Bishar Bishal, Afshin Itstanein, Mikal Malkam Bishul Olav. When it comes to regular Bishal of a regular food object, even once it cools off, the effect of the original Bishal is still present, and that's why we would say Ein Bishal Acher Bishal. Mashenken B'Mateches, Shehat Chaso Hu Bishulo. When it comes to metal, heating up the metal is the act of Bishal. But then, if the heat, the effect of the heat goes away and it hardens again, there's no lasting effect of the bishul. So when it comes to metal, we would say yesh bishul achar bishul. And he says the same thing is true when it comes to water. The chimuma hu bishulo, as we saw in the Prima Gadim, and once it cools off, azalei bishulo. Once you heat it up again, that's a new chiyuv. He says, maybe that's a little mash from some of the Gemaras that refer to hot water as chamin shahuchbu, as opposed to shenis bashlu. So the emphasis is on the chimim, not the bishul. Okay. Then he says, just like by matefes, where it's nistan in uzli bishula yurchayev shuval bishulo, so too by water. So when the Rebbeinu Yonah says, that's talking dafka about water. When it comes to water, then it doesn't make a difference if it's nisamik v'yafalo, nisamik v'ralo. The original bishul is no longer a factor, and we'll say yesh bishul achar bishul. And when the Beis Yosef quotes Rebbeinu Yochum v'shem Rebbeinu Yonah, that we only say yesh bishul achar bishul b'lach by nisamik v'yafalo, that's talking about other types of davar lach. That's talking about a gravy, that's talking about a shuman, or something where there is a residual effect of the original bishul, as we saw in the Prima Gadim in a slightly different formulation. And there, that's where the Rebbeinu Yonah distinguishes between nisamik v'yafalo and nisamik v'ralo. So again, the same idea that maybe there's a difference between water and other types of davar lach as far as the parameters of ein bishul or yesh bishul, achar bishul, bidavar lach. Now, on that point of whether we distinguish between mitzamek v'yafalo or mitzamek v'ralo, it's the Ramah who says, yesh omim dafka mitzamek v'yafalo. Nistima slush and machaber, it sounds like he doesn't distinguish. In the Minchas Kohen, which we quoted last time, Minchas Kohen, who's learned this from Heather already? So I assume you encounter the Minchas Kohen in Tarobes. The Minchas Kohen has three sections. This is a new printing that's three volumes. One section on Tarobes, one section on Ben Hashmashas, and one section on Amir La'akam and Bishul B'Shabbos. Magen Avraham quotes it. As we said, he was a contemporary of the Chacham Tzvi in around the same area of Europe in the 1600s. So he assumes that even though the Beis Yosef doesn't quote this distinction over Rebbeinu Yochum, but since he has it in the Beis Yosef, he must assume it's correct l'halacha, even if he doesn't explicitly say so in Shulchan Aruch. But be that as it may, the Ramah at least does quote it as Yesh Omer. The Deir Hagra here on this Ramah, Sifkatan, in the new editions of the Shulchan Aruch that have Sifkatan on the Deir Hagra, it's Sifkatan Yud Aleph. The one I'm looking at now, there are no Sifkatans. But the Deir Hagra writes, Yesh Omerim, Kein mashma mimashakasa b'sol sifches b'shem Rabbeinu Yerucham. There, the Mechaber himself has the standard of mitzamek v'yafalo, which is part of why the Minchas Kohen assumes that the Mechaber holds of it here as well. Aval mimashakasa b'sim mirmesh nizayin sivzayin kol hecha mashma d'aser the kuli alma. Verbenirucham efsher de los sphere legankein behatmana v'mitstamek v'ralo. So Rashi's line is the context of hatmana, and there is no distinction between mitstamek v'yachol and mitstamek v'ralo. So the Beis Yehuda is unsure as to what the mechaber ultimately holds, although he suggests maybe you could distinguish between hatmana and bishul. And it sounds like the Beis Yehuda halacha is skeptical as to whether you have the right to be makel by a davar lav that is mistamek the rala. Magen Avraham Sefkati Yuches quotes in the Bach that the Bach was machmir. Taz quotes the same from the Bach from his father-in-law. Mishabur writes in Sefkat and Kafe, Emuter, imitzam kuralo, muter laniya samuk medura, filo b'machm shiasla despo, ayim b'bach, shepasek svar rishonu, dein chilik b'sevach yimashma, v'deir agra. So first he quotes the makilim, and then he quotes in the Bach and the Gra, who are machmir, that even in Mitzvah Kurelo, there's a problem of Bishol Achar Bishol B'davar Lach. Then the Mishabur writes later in the Simen, in Sifkatan Samach Beis, that as we saw in the Gaon a minute ago, the Mechaber in Sifkas is based on the Ben Yerucham, and the Ramah, who doesn't say anything, is relying on what he wrote in Sif Dalet, that there's a distinction between Mitzdamek V'Yafalo, Mitzdamek V'Ralo. So the halacha, there is what to be concerned about, even by mitzdamek v'ralo b'davar lach. So again, mechaber writes, tafshish in espashachot sarcho, yesh b'mishum bishol im nitzdanein, v'imlo nispashachot sarcho, afil nispashachot macham, and yusai shaykh b'mishol afil d'b'ol yurasayach. And that's all talking about a davar lach. Says Mishabur Kaf Beis, Kaf Gemel. So if there's a concern of Bishol, even if it's a spasha called Tsarka v'nitzdanein, v'alkarkach asim in a Torah, l'aniach ha-tavshul hazeh b'shabas malkam chamshi yatzle edispo, v'la'arvus ha-v'tavshul hazeh v'lisheni yish lahakam. In the Steinem Kof Dalid, Hainu She'ena Yatzle, this was, what does it mean it cooled off? That once it cools off, you have a problem with Bishol Achar Bishol. It means it cooled off below the temperature of Yatzle, this boat, which Mr. Hashem will talk about hopefully next time. Avshuk Sas Kama Dayim. Aval Ima Yatzle, this boat, Avshin is Steinem Mirsi Chaso, Lo Shayach Bo Bishol Od. But if it's still Yasla, this boat, even if it's not as hot as it once was, it's not subject to further Bishol, the Bechlal Raseachu. The Ein Bishol, Achar Bishol. That's the Mechaber. Then the Ramah in Sif Tesvav tells us something else that we would have no reason to believe just based on what he wrote or didn't write in Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes in Sif Tesvav, Davar Shenispasha called Sarko, Behu Yavish, Ein Bomerek, Mutter La Nicho, Keneged, Amadura, Filo, Machan Shias Led Tesvav. If you have something that was already cooked called Sarko, and it's a Davar Yavish, there's no liquid, you can place it opposite a flame on Shabbos, even with Machan Shias Led Tesvav. Even if it heats up above Yas Led Tesvav, there hasn't been any Bishol because Ein Bishalakar Bishol. V'davar yavish says the Ramah, v'afilu nitzdanin kvar, even if it cools off, aval imu roseach, but if it's hot, Afila b'davar sheyesh bo merag mutter. If it's still hot, even if it's still davar lach, it's mutter. By the way, reason I say merak and not marak is Rabbi Bleich is convinced that the word is merak and not marak. V'yesh makilin lomar the kol she'ei nosno al gabei ha'esh o akira mamish rak samachlo afilin itztane mutter. V'yesh makilin that as long as you're not putting it on the fire mamish, you're putting it next to the fire even if it'll reach yasla despo, then even if it cools off, that's mutter. The nagul hakel bazeh im lo nistan in legamri, and the minig is to be makel even by davar lach that dipped below yasaledespo, as long as it's lo nistan in legamri. So, what is the basis of this Rama? The Sefer Morah Shabbos, which we also quoted previously, but I haven't brought in yet. Morah Shabbos is four volumes, recently came out with the fifth, primarily on Bishul. That's a lot from Shlomo Zalman, who he had a lengthy, or many correspondences with, Ramosha Meir Yadler. So he points out, in other Kisses Farim as well, Magen Avraham in Simon Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkatan Lamed Zayin, to explain this Rama. The Rama there at the end of Simon Reish Nun Gimel, which is the Simon of Aksar and Shehiya, is talking about the following scenario. The Rama writes, "Kol advarim she'aser lasos midvarim elu aser lomer la'akum lasos." So you can tell the Nachmi to do whatever is aser for you in the realm of Hatzara. Melachin aser lomer la'akum lahachin kedera in nitzanein. You can tell a Nachmi to heat up a pot if it cooled off. Vim asakein aser la'achlo fi l'sonein. Amnam im lo nistain in kolkach shadayin uyum lachol im chamim oso akum intarn lachol. But if it hasn't cooled off to the point that you wouldn't be able to eat it, and the nachri heated it up, it's mutter to use. Says the Magen Avraham sifkatan lamid zayin lahachim akadera that you can't tell the nachri to heat up the pot. The associate of Sheva Rashba, Asr Lom Lakim Lahalak Eish Lahachay Makadera, we quoted this Chubas Rashba that the associate quotes when we spoke about Maitse Shabbos. Dil Lahachay Makadera is Vilay Larashba, Tafila Yisrael Shari Lasoso, Kamosha Kasav Shin Shinyukhes, Kamishay Nos No Gabe Eish or Kira Mamish. So here the problem is lighting the fire, not heating it up, because even Yisrael could heat it up in such a way that doesn't violate an Isser Hatzara. Ramah Kasav Stam, Asr Lom L'Akam L'Hachem, Sfir Leili Dili Didan, Nisfir Lud Asr L'Chama Midaraisa, Asr Lom L'Gam Kein L'Akam. The Ramah is saying that if you're not allowed to heat it up, Minah Torah, then you can't tell an Afri to, Vim Asr Kein, Asr Afilu B'di Yaved, Kamosha Kasav Sif Al Bidin Hisar Akaba Gabi Kira. So what's the Magen Avraham saying? That it's usher to heat up this kedera that already cooled off min HaTorah. Meaning, he understands the Ramah that Yesh Bishal Acher Bishal B'Davar Lach Nin Ha Torah. And that's the Pashas of the Tumas Hadeshen. That's the source of this din of the Ramah, Tumas Hadeshen, Simin, Samech Vav. So as such, the Ramah seems to be holding that Me'ikra din Yesh Bishal Acher Bishal B'davar Lach, and that's even an Isser D'Araisa. But there are grounds to be Me'ikah as long as it's Lo Nistane L'Gamri. And that's the skula that the Ramah reflects here in Shin Yud Ches Tesvav. That really we should have been mapped across the board, Bishalach or Bishal Davralach. But there's a kula if it's Lo Nitztanein L'Gamri. And we'll have to define what Lo Nitztanein L'Gamri means. The Minchas Kohen, Perig Beis, Shar Beis, Perig Beis, assumes the opposite in the Ramah. That the Ramah holds Me'ikra Din, Ein Bishalach or Bishal Udavralach. Ela what? We're Machmir to Asir Bishalach or Bishal, but we're not Machmir if it's Lo Nistanein Lagamri. Really, we should have been making across the board. The minig is to be machmir that yesh bishal achar bishal v'davar lach, but that minig doesn't extend if it's lo nitztanein l'gamri. That's what the Chazon Ish assumes. Simin lamed zayin sif yud gimel. Simin lamed zayin sif yud gimel. That in principle, me'ikar adin ein bishal achar bishal v'davar lach, according to the Ramah, we're machmir that if we allow bishal achar bishal v'davar lach, you may come to be mechamem something that was never cooked to begin with, meaning you can't easily tell the difference between a liquid that was already cooked and liquid that was never cooked. So if you allow you to cook liquid, to reheat liquid that was already cooked, you may come to heat up liquid that was never cooked. But that chumrah, that we're noheg when it comes to bishal achar bishal v'davar lach, that chumrah was only extended to something that was Nistain and Lagamri, but if it's still hot to some extent, the Ramah would say, or the minute reflecting the Ramah would say, it's Mutter Lachamamo Shuv. Rabbi Willa pointed out that's what it sounds like in the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Sadites. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Sadites alone Nistain and Lagamri. After Ladasa Mechaber, Kemish and Nistani Ma'at Mechamimuso, Ve'ena Yat Saledis Bo, Shuv Yesh Mamishim Bishol, Haminig Lahako Bazah, Disomchin Bazah Yesh Makilin, Kozmashal and Nistani Lagamri. The Minig is that we're so mech on those that are Makel, that Ein Bishol, Acher Bishol, Davralach, so long as it's not Nistanein Lagamri. So that sounds like the same analysis, and in principle, Me'ikra Din, where Mo would agree, Ein bishalach or bishal davar lach. We're machmir to say that there is a iser bishalach or bishal, but that's only if it's nistanein l'gamri, not if it remains somewhat hot.
Isn't it beferish in Mishnah Berurah Tzadi Zayin?
Isn't it beferish in Tzadi Zayin? So that's going on the day that's Megal across the board. But we're explaining the middle position, which is what the Ramah says the Minog is, that we're making Lo Nistanein L'Gamri.
He's not jumping off.
But what does that Minog reflect? That Minog reflects the position that really Mikra Din Ein Bishol Achar Bishol Davar Lach, we're Machmir, but we're not Machmir, we are Lo Nistanein L'Gamri. That's the Mishnah Berurah Tzadi Tes.
I mean, who said the other way that really we hold
Yesh Bishlach? That's what some of the Kisses Farim say based on the Magen Avraham and Rashi Gimel. The Magen Avraham says, according to the Ramah, there is an Isser Daraisa, it sounds like, when it comes to Bishlach or Bishlach. So then, I mean, Iker did Yesh Bishal Kabishal, but there's a Kula if it's Lo Nitzayim Lagami.
Can you explain?
I'm
sorry.
Because Lo Azalei Bishulei, I mean, it's still considered to have, like, a Hamshel, the first Bishal, close mind, it's not yet.
Yeah, something, you have to say something along those lines.
I know that's what we were just saying, but isn't like a simple scar from the Rama to say he's Machmir like that day?
He's
Machmir like the Magen Avraham, but it's an Issagar Esa Yesh Bishal.
The Magen Avraham is explaining the Rama.
Yeah, but in that school.
Yeah.
Just to say that as long as it's a little bit hot, so then Lo Azal Bishulo, so then the Chomer doesn't kick in. The moment it's Nitzdani Ligabri, then I can say Azal Bishulo. But the moment it's a little bit hot from the original Bishul, so then even though I'll say Yesh Bishal Achar Bishul Badar Lach,
right, okay.
I said Lo Azal Bishulo.
Good, but that's, yeah, okay. So this position of the Chazon Ish, the Ramosha writes as well, in Os Tetzvav and the Tshuvas to Rabbi Eider, that in principle, Yesh Bishal Acher, Ein Bishal Acher Bishal with Aralach, where the Ramaz Machmir, but the Chumr doesn't extend to where it's Lo Nitzdan Ein Le Gamri. The Mora Shabbos says, maybe the Ramah is coming off of an Or Zarua that he quotes in Darkei Moshe, Simen Reishin of Gimel Os Ayin. Darkei Moshe, Reishin of Gimel Os Ayin, quotes in the Or Zarua, end of Simen Ches. Or Zarua writes that in the house of the Ri Sur Leon, sometimes the cholent would get cold, and the Nachrim on Shabbos morning would light a flame near the pots in order to let the cholent heat up again. Umefarshim lahatir, nenesha ein lachush laosrin, the mistama chamin hein kitsas karov layatsaledesvo. That they weren't so concerned about allowing the Nachri to light the flame in such a way that the cholent would heat up, because anyway, the cholent was mistama just south of Yatsaledesvo to begin with. Ukishem osifin lahem chom mutter sharei gam bishol ein bahen. And if they add some heat, so that's not a new act of bishol, meaning it's close enough to Yatsaledesvo anyway, that's not really a new act of bishol. Then there was a rule said bafili skaru harbi, if it cools up more off more. That maybe they're doing it for the Nachrim themselves to eat, and whatever other kulas in Melechus Nachri or Amir Nachri. But his starting, the Or Zarua starting point, is that maybe the heter there, if it went less than Yatsaledesvo, you have to give more of an explanation for a heter. But at least if it's near Yatsaledesvo, then that's close enough to ready a low azalei bishulo that we're not concerned. So maybe, says in Mora Shabbos, maybe that's where the Ramah, this minig, is coming from. So when we say lo nitzdan legamri, it doesn't mean lo nitzdan legamri that it's just a few degrees shy of cold. It means it's only a little bit below Yatsaledesvo. And then that's close enough to still having enough of the effect of the bishul that we're not concerned about subsequent bishul achar bishul. Similarly, lashon in the Chidushei Haran, miyuchasim l'ran, mem amideis, dibur maskil v'achshav. V'achshav l'manu sechus lahatir, mashenogu achshav liten mayim chamin l'socha chamin b'shabbis, achar shekvar huchmu, so that's kind of the case of the Rabbeinu Yonah. Afal pisha achshav einan chamin kol kach, even though it's not so hot right now, mikaven she'einan sonenin, since it's not cold, the mishum bishul leko. That there's no real bishul problem as long as it's not cold, even if it's not totally hot. So the Mora Shabbos points out, the Or Zarua's formulation is that the cholent was a little bit below Yatsaledesvo. And around it sounds like it's even cooler than that. Einan chamin kol kach, as long as it's not sonin in. But in both of these, wherever you draw the line, but in both the Orzeru and this Kiddush Eran, it sounds like in principle, Ein Bishul Akar Bishul V'Davar Lach, as long as it's not Nistanein Legarmi or not Nistanein significantly enough. Now, obviously the Ran didn't have, the Ramah didn't have these Kiddush Eran, he did have the Orzeru, but it sounds like it's all within the same ballpark as to where this notion of Lo Nisan Lagamri may come from. So again, according to the Magen Avraham, the way the Kitzur Svarim presented it, sounds like the Ramah in principle holds that Yesh Bishul Akar Bishul V'Davar Lach Ni'ikar Adin. However, if it's what the Ramah calls Lo Nistanein Legamri, which maybe is a little bit less than Yasul Edifo, but definitely not near totally cold, then that's considered, that would not be subject to Bishul Akar Bishul. And then when the Ramah says Legamri, Legamri doesn't mean Legamri. Legamri means something less than Yasul Edispo, but far from Legamri. And then if you take the Chazon Ish or Moshe, maybe Mishabur approach, there may be more latitude to be made, because then you're assuming that in principle the Ramah holds Yesh Bishul Akar Bishul, Ein Bishul Akar Bishul V'Davar Lach or Machmir, but the Chumra only goes so far and doesn't apply to Lo Nistanein Legamri, and then maybe you could have a lower bar of Lo Nistanein Legamri. Yeah.
Just in terms of the like Magen Avraham approach, how do you get around the language Lo Nistanein Legamri? Like, you wouldn't use that language if you really felt that like it couldn't, it can't be so cold, like it can't be a little bit warm. Also, what's the gather that?
Well, anyway, it's not so clear what the gather is, but again, you have that Or Zerua Ein Acham and Kol, the Rana Ein Acham and Kol Kach, the Or Zerua that it's Cham and Hink Sas, currently us led this boat. But anyway, it doesn't, the poskim seem to assume that legamri doesn't mean legamri 100%. That is still, at the very least, it has to be hot enough that if it's something that's eaten hot, you would still eat it in its current state. So I think poskim generally, anyway you slice it, the legamri is a little bit not.
So you still have the effect of bishul.
There has to be some effect of Bishul on that food. The Lashon of the Trumas Hadeshim, for example, which is the source of the Ramah, or partially the source of the Ramah, is Imlo Niskaru Achamin Kol Kach Bishal Shosia Osamin Atanur. If it didn't cool off so much. So that also doesn't sound like Legamri.
Yeah, that's
I'm sorry?
Also, as you're taking away from the Tanur.
Right, so that's so even, so and that's partially the source of that Ramah. So the source of the Ramah is the Gimel, but yes, I think any way you slice it, you may have to minimize how Legamri is Legamri. Rabbi Karp has a different suggestion in the Ramah, that maybe the Ramah is really coming from a Hafzara perspective more than a Bishul perspective. That the Ramah may acknowledge that in principle, Ein Bishul Akar Bishul B'davar Lach. However, if you're going to put something close to the flame, then we're concerned about Mefsi Kimavashel, which is in the world of Hafzara concern, not of Bishul concern. So in principle, Ein Bishul Akar Bishul V'Davar Lach. But if you're going to put it close to the flame and it's cold, than Mexican Mabashal. So there the minhag is to be machmir so long as it's nitzan legamri. But if it's still somewhat hot, then the minhag is to be mekel because there's less of a concern of mexi kemavashal. And the Rabbi Karp says then that explains better why the Ramah only says what he says in Sif Tesvav and not in Sif Dalet. If the Ramah is intending to give us a absolute carve out to Ein Bishul Achar Bishul V'Davar Lach, or Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul V'Davar Lach, he should have said that in Sif Dalet, where we're talking about Bishul Achar Bishul V'Davar Lach. Instead, the Ramah says what he says in Sif Tesvav, which is simply in the context of putting something Keneged Hamadura. Maybe that's because the Ramah is coming from a Hafzara angle more than a Bishul angle. Now, let's just come back to what the gather of Lonin Stein Legamri is. So we saw different Lashonos in Rishonin that may or may not be some of what the Ramah is coming from. The Mora Shabbos points out that neither the Mishnah Berurah or the Chazon Ish flesh out what the gather of Lo Nistan and Legamri is. I'm sorry?
Isn't Legamri obvious?
Well, we're just saying it's not obvious. We're saying that from the Rishon that we quoted, it sounds like it doesn't mean Legamri. So the Igle Tal has a line. He says, "Minageinu lahoros." This is in the Hashmatos. Minageinu Minageinu lahoros v'davar lach dimlo nisayna legamri ela ro'o yadayin lach al machmas chamimuso ein bo mishem bishol klal af midarbanan. So lo nisayna legamri doesn't mean lo nisayna legamri. It means that it's still, for someone who would eat something hot, it's still hot enough to eat it. So it's less than yasled this bow, but it's still hot enough that you would consider it hot for purposes of eating something hot. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav says the same thing. So again, if your approach is that in principle the Ramah holds Ein Bishul Achar Bishul V'Davar Lach, and either we're just machmir because if something is a sign of legamri, you may confuse it with something that was never in Nisbashel, or Rabbi Karp's approach that it's really a messy Nisbashel issue, then you might be more inclined to have a lower threshold for what's considered legamri, as opposed to if we're dealing with potentially Siddharaisa. Rabbi Willig, by the way, is more noted to the Magen Aram approach that we're talking about, a potentially Siddharaisa. But Lamaisa, the poskim that discuss it, at least seem to have a shear of Lo Nistayna Legamri that is more than Legamri. Okay. Where is everyone holding the Maamar Kamos? Okay. Okay. And everyone else further behind? Should we go on a little, or should we stop and pick up on Sunday? Has everyone worked on the definition of lach? Fine, so we'll stop here. Sunday people are in? Yeah? Don't talk at once.
Yeah, sure. Where else I would be?